Turn with me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Numbers chapter 25. Numbers chapter 26, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. And it came to pass after the plague that the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saying, Take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel, from 20 years old and upward, throughout their father's house, and all that are able to go to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar the priest spake with them in the plains of Moab, by Jordan, near Jericho, saying, Take the sum of the people from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord commanded Moses and the children of Israel, which went forth out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the eldest son of Israel, the children of Reuben, Hanok, the son, of whom cometh the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and they that were numbered of them were 43,730. And the sons of Palu, Eliab, and the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. This is that Dathan and Abiram, which were famous in the congregation, who strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they strove against the Lord. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah when that company died, what time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Notwithstanding, the children of Korah died not. The sons of Simeon, after their families, of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zarhites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200. The children of Gad, after their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggi, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, the family of the Shunites, of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Arud, Arud, the family of the Arudites, of Areli, the family of the Arelites. These are the families of the children of Gad, according to those that were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah were and Onan, and and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah after their families were of Shelah, the family of the Shelonites, of Pharez, the family of the Pharzites, of Zerah, the family of the Zarhites. And the sons of Pharez were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah, according to those that were numbered of them, 76,500. Of the sons of Issachar, after their families, of Tola, the family of the Tolaites, of Puah, the family of the Punites, of Jashub, the family of the Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar, according to those that were numbered of them, 84,300. Of the sons of Zebulun, after their families, of Sered, the family of the Sardites, of Elon, the family of the Elonites, of Jahleel, the family of the Jahleelites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those that were numbered of them, 84,500. The sons of Joseph, after their families, were Manasseh and Ephraim. Of the sons of Manasseh, of Machir, the family of the Machirites, and Machir begat Gilead. Of Gilead come the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Helek, the family of the Helekites. of Asriel, and of Asriel, the family of the Asrielites, and of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, and of Shemida, the family of the Shemidaites, and of Hefer, the family of the Heferites. And Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons, but daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahla and Noach, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh, and those that were numbered of them, 50,700. These are the sons of Ephraim after their families, of Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelites, of Becher, the family of the Bakirites, of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites, and these are the sons of Shuthelah, of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph after their families. The sons of Benjamin after their families, of Bela, the family of the Belaites, of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites, of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites, of Shufam, the family of the Shufamites, of Hufam, the family of the Hufamites. And the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman. Of Ard, the family of the Ardites, and of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin after their families. And they that were numbered of them were 40,600. These are the sons of Dan after their families. Of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those that were numbered of them, were 64,400. Of the children of Asher, after their families, of Jimnah, the family of the Jimnites, of Jesui, the family of the Jesuites, of Beriah, the family of the Beriites, of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Malkiel, the family of the Malkielites, and the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, according to those that were numbered of them, who were 53,400. Of the sons of Naphtali, after their families, Jahziel, the family of the Jahzielites, of Guni, the family of the Gunites, of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites, of Shillem, the family of the Shillemites. These are the families of Naphtali, according to their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,400. These were numbered of the children of Israel, 600,000 and 1,730. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, unto these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of the names. To many thou shalt give the more inheritance, and to few thou shalt give the less inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot, according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. They shall inherit. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between many and few. And these are they that were numbered of the Levites after their families, of Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohat, the family of the Kohathites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of the Levites, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Mahlites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korathites. And Kohath begot Amram. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bare to Levi in Egypt. And she bare unto Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam, their sister. And unto Aaron was born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000, all males from a month old and upward. For they were not numbered among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. These are they that were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. But among these, there was not a man of them whom Moses and Aaron the priest numbered when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. And there was not a man left of them, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. Are you still wondering why we call it Numbers? No, probably not. All right, just a few things in this passage. Thank you for your patience with some of the pronunciations. First of all, we have a number that is very close, not exact, but very close to the number of the men that were 20 years old and upward when they came out of Egypt. It's in the 600, this is what, 600, 100,000, right? Sorry, I have to get my glasses on to see it again. How many of them were there? There were 600,000 and 1,000, even 130, 730. Okay, so it looks like 601,730. 601,730. I don't remember exactly what the number was at the beginning of the book of Numbers, but it was about 640,000, if I recall. 645, 650, maybe something like that. And so here we are. Notice that we're moving on in the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers is something of an account of the wilderness wanderings and some things that happened during the wanderings of the wilderness. Although the first 10 chapters, really the first 15 chapters, 14 chapters are made up of that first year out of Egypt. Then beyond that time, we have the rest of the wilderness wandering. Notice where we are here in chapter 26. Although we're not yet to the end of the book, we are finding ourselves on the plains of Moab, readying the people of God to enter into the land of promise. They're already near Jericho, it says. They're near Jericho upon the plains of Moab. Of course, we know that they were on the plains of Moab because it was the Moabites and the Midianites in the last chapter that had assaulted them with bad doctrine and bad practice and caused the curse. And so in the midst of that, or if we could say right on the heels of that, right after those men had died because they had committed idolatry, notice what the Lord says to Moses and to Eleazar. He says to them, number the people and ready them to go into the land. And so the first step we take in this passage is a step of mercy. It's a step of mercy. They have committed idolatry. They have done wickedly. Numbers of them, scores of them, thousands of them have died. And yet the Lord says, okay, now number the people and get them ready to go into the land. And so the Lord is still going to fulfill that promise. And so the first step then in this passage is a step of mercy. It's the mercy of God that we see that although they had cast him off as a nation and committed idolatry with the national gods of the Moabites right next door to them and the Midianites, that the Lord is still dealing with them in mercy. Please don't tell me that their tenure in the land was dependent upon a kind of covenant of works. It simply doesn't work. It's not good theology. The Lord is dealing graciously in mercy according to a covenant of grace or the covenant of grace with his people. So that's the first thing. The second thing that we see is there really aren't a lot of details aside from the numbers throughout this entire passage. So we have the 12 tribes, we have the Levites also, we have all of that going on. And there's that detail about the Levites that they were not numbered with the people. Did you hear the difference in the numbering? All of the people, all of the other tribes were numbered, the males from 20 years old and upward. The Levites were numbered from 1 month old and upward because they were not numbered in the same way. They were not the same kind, it was not the same kind of numbering for them. Because they are the priests, they had no tract of land, no sure inheritance. The Lord was their inheritance. All right, so we learn about, there are three different vignettes, as I recall. No, sorry, four different vignettes that are given to us. Well, three if you combine Dathan, Abiram, and Korah, which is done in the narrative. Dathan, Abiram, and Korah from the tribe of Reuben. Dathan and Abiram from the tribe of Reuben. Korah, obviously a Levite. They are considered in one stroke here under the sons of Reuben because they died before the Lord when the ground opened and swallowed them because they strove, it says in one instance, against Moses, and then it says also that they strove against the Lord. And so striving against the Lord and refusing to take the leadership that the Lord had promised to them and given them, and then not being satisfied with where they were even after Kadesh Barnea, because it was their own fault that they were not going into the land. And that's when they said, remember, what will you do to these men? Will you put their eyes out? Will you tell them that they've entered into a nice land when they really haven't? You're going to put their eyes out? Is that how you're going to do that, Moses? And so we get a small taste of the scorn and the chiding and the wickedness that these men were involved in. And they died before the Lord. But did you get that phrase right at the end of that? The sons of Korah died not. The sons of Korah died not. What a wonderful statement of the mercy and grace of the Lord that He spared those sons of Korah, and especially that He spared them to the extent then that they become, as Levites, the writers of several psalms that we have in our inspired Psalter. So what a wonderful statement of God's mercy and making use of us even when we're found in the midst of a crooked generation. The second vignette is Judah and Ur and Onan, and they both died before the Lord in the land of before they ever got to Canaan. They're long dead. And so two sons of Judah are mentioned. Shelah and Perez. Shelah and Perez. That's right. Yeah. Now, Perez, remember, was the illegitimate offspring of Judah and Tamar. But it is in the line of Perez that King David is born, and also the line of Christ. So we see then that even in the midst of wickedness, there is mercy that comes from wickedness. And then the third vignette is the daughters of Zelophehad from the tribe of Manasseh. The daughters of Zelophehad, very interestingly, they came to Moses in the midst of their sojourn and said, "Our father died in the wilderness, not with Dathan and Abiram and Korah and those men, but he simply grew old and died in the wilderness. And he had no son. And so what will happen to his inheritance?" And that's another one of those instances where Moses says, "I don't know. Let me go ask the Lord and see what he says." And so he does. And the answer that he receives back is that if there is no male heir, these ladies will indeed keep the name of their family alive, in that when they marry, they will get those tracts of land, that inheritance that would have belonged to any male offspring of Zelophehad. And so, once again, we have this wonderful statement of the Lord preserving a name in Israel. And remember that the land in those days was a type of their heavenly, their eternal inheritance. And so to have a name snuffed out in Israel, well, that spoke of great cursing. And so the Lord had devised or provided a way for them to remain in the, can I say it this way, in His blessedness, receiving of His promises. And then we have this last bit, which tells us very, very clearly. Notice that when they numbered all of those men, guess who wasn't there? And this is what the last three verses tell us. Guess who was not there? None of the adults that came out of Egypt. None of them were there. They all, according to the punishment of the Lord because of their faithlessness at Kadesh Barnea, they all died in the wilderness with two exceptions. Remember? Joshua and Caleb. Because they came back from spying out the land and they said, "This land is a good land and the Lord will give it to us and He will fight for us and let us go up at once." But the rest of the spies brought an evil report, and the people that sided with those spies and their evil report, well, they all died in the wilderness. But Joshua and Caleb will indeed go into the land of promise because they believed the Lord. And the writer in Hebrews is very, very careful to tell us that that particular faith of men like Joshua and Caleb, that is what we call saving faith. And the faithlessness that the Israelites exercised at Kadesh Barnea, that is indicative of not belonging to Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that every one of those 600 and something thousand men that were numbered at the beginning of the book of Numbers, that doesn't mean that they all died unregenerate. I believe that many of them would have subsequently come to faith in Christ along the way, during those 40 years. But had their lives ended on that fateful day at Kadesh Barnea, they were unbelievers at that time in their lives. They refused the promises of God and the mercy of God. And they refused that good land that He gave them. So, brothers and sisters, we are reminded then in the last few verses of this chapter that having a profession of faith is good, but that profession is often played out when things become difficult. When that faith becomes truly a walking not by sight, but by faith. And we must all examine our hearts and ask ourselves the question, what will I turn away from what my eyes tell me and to rely upon what God has said in His Word? Thus ends the reading then of Numbers chapter 26. Let's stand and continue praising God in the singing of